L say almost everyone gains weight on the weekend, and the key to losing weight is you need to lose it during the work week. Also, you weigh the most on Sundays and Mondays, and they say you weigh the least on Fridays.
Something to keep in mind.
I guess so, yes.
Well, be honest, all you guys out there, deep down, you probably think you're a really great boyfriend. I hate to break it to you, but you're probably not. At least, according to a list going around online. And it was put together by two girls, ages 6 and 9. And here are some of the favorite traits that they came up with. He should like his girlfriend's parents. He's not living with his parents. He doesn't pick his nose. He doesn't try to kiss you on the first date. His last name is not weird. And he doesn't tattletale.
There you go. Some good advice to be a good boyfriend. Couple fun facts for your Wednesday. The Hubble telescope's lens is so powerful. If you had vision like it, you'd stand in New York and you could watch two bugs flying next to each other in San Francisco. And did you know in an NHL game, if all the team's goalies are injured, the team has the option to suit up anyone else as the goalie? Yeah, anybody, even somebody from the stands. Of course, they'd probably have another player suit up and play goalie, but if you're headed in an NHL game, you might want to be prepared just in case.
Well, you know, there's this new fad out there called extreme couponing, and I've never understood these people, how they have the patience to do this, but they end up saving a lot of money. And there's this guy, too, in Castleberry, Florida, just north of Orlando. His name is Rick Bear, and he's probably about in his 50s, and he's a huge fan of coupons, but he's also a huge fan of charity. Each day, Rick goes through all the coupons he can get his hands on, buys as much food as possible, and donates it to an organization called the Care Cabin that provides food for needy families in his area. And last year alone, Rick says he spent over $2,000 of his own money, but ended up buying around $10,000 worth of food with it. And now the local police department even has a drop box where other people can leave coupons for Rick, who says it's just his way of, quote, paying it forward.
Pretty cool. Last Monday, a woman in Maine called police. She heard her neighbor screaming, thought it was a domestic violence situation. She called police. Police got there. Turned out, sound was just coming from a male pig who had just been placed into a pen with 5 female pigs who were all in heat. That's what the ruckus was about. Your Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.